a lot of work went into the summer, making sure that we had the best possible players that we could afford to get in. A lot of preparation went into the summer. We had a very good pre-season, very good camp out of the country, and very good preparations. And obviously having the manager in place for the whole summer for the first time in several seasons actually helped us enormously in terms of our planning and preparation. So all those things count. But I think it's easy to forget in the two seasons before last, you know, we'd made the playoffs both times. The club had been on an upward trend for many seasons, you know, progression from League One into the Championship, stability in the Championship, two successive playoffs. Last season was incredibly disappointing and, you know, completely, you know, unforeseen as far as we were concerned. But the key to it is to learn the lessons, make sure that, you know, you pick up every single thing that went wrong, put it right, and hopefully bring the plan together for a new season. And so far, that's what's happened. But you know, our feet are still very firmly on the ground. We've got a long way to go, and we've obviously started very well. We've had a fantastic half season, but the most important part of the season is still to come, and that's that's where we're focused now.
Now, personally, Paul, I was delighted when I heard that Bobby Zamora was coming back to the club. Just tell me about securing his services.
Well, there was a lot of speculation during the summer, and obviously that's something that you get in football all the time, you have to live with. But the most important thing was that we were not bringing Bobby back for some kind of sort of PR exercise or sentimental journey. This was about bringing back a player who was still very keen to play, very keen to compete, who felt he could make a difference to this squad. And of course, that's exactly what's proved to be the case. You know, not only is Bobby fantastic on the pitch, he's terrific off the pitch. He's a great ambassador for the football club, for the city, and a great credit to himself and his family in the way he conducts himself. So, you know, we're delighted to have him back. We know the fans were, you know, very excited to hear that he would be coming back. But I think, you know, in terms of his contribution on the pitch, which is the most important thing of all, he's been absolutely magnificent, and we're delighted to have him here.
Yeah, and the one game I've actually made it to see at the Amex this season, he scored just after half time. I nearly missed it because I hadn't quite finished my pint. and as I got to the top of the stairs, I saw 3 seconds of action. The ball came to him, and he stuck it in at the near post. That was fantastic. I was absolutely delighted.
Well, that's what Bobby does. Yeah, that's what Bobby does. You know, he is a goal scorer. He's got that instinct to be in the right place at the right time. I think some of the lads this season have been giving a bit of stick because I don't think he's scored a goal from more than a yard out. But you know what? You've got to be in the right place to be able to score from a yard out. And that's what he's fantastic at. And, you know, his goals so far this season have been so important for us. And as I say, we're delighted to have him here.
What about James Wilson? What have you made of the man on loan from Manchester United, the young man there?
Well, he's a young player, as we know. He's got huge amounts of potential. He's been schooled at, you know, the most famous club in the world with some fantastic coaches. He's a very, very confident young man. He's a very nice young man. He conducts himself, again, superbly, trains hard and does all the things that's asked of him around the club with the kids, the sponsors and the community programs and so on. And in the short time that he's been here, he's made a magnificent impact both on and off the pitch. And we're delighted to have James here. And we hope we can keep him here for the rest of the season. That would be a magnificent thing for us. And I think he's enjoying himself as well. Obviously, getting amongst the goals early helps any player, but particularly a young player, and particularly one where the expectation on him is enormous because of the club that he's come from. But again, he's level-headed. He's got his feet very firmly on the ground. And, he's done very well so far.
Could you put a percentage chance on you being able to keep him till the end of the season?
Not really, because it depends on so many different factors. And obviously, you know, Manchester United are having a tough time scoring goals at the moment. And, seeing James score goals is probably making them look quite enviously down the motorway. But no, it depends, I think, very much on obviously what they might and might not do in the transfer window, how their form goes over the next sort of few weeks, how James does here, and whether their manager and their coaches feel that actually in terms of his overall progression, he's better off staying with us for the rest of the season or returning there. So there's so many different factors. It's hard to predict, but all we can do is keep developing him, keep doing what we're doing with him, make sure that Manchester United are kept fully informed, and hope that we're given the opportunity to have him here for as long as possible, because I think he will actually help our squad in the second half of this season.